Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived! Come on, let's go! On School Talk we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is mayonnaise. You like mayonnaise?
No.
My name is Emerson. You're not, but welcome to School Talk. And I don't like mayonnaise either. I like salad dressing. You like salad dressing?
Yes, that's better.
I don't like mayonnaise or mayonnaise. I like my mama, but she's cool. School Talk line here, 244-WBDG at 244-9234. Our email is, I got to work on an email, but we got some social media contacts that my man Max, my producer, can give you later on this in the broadcast. Speaking of my producer, good morning, Max.
Good morning, Emerson.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
How you doing?
Doing good.
How you doing?
Doing good.
I'm stuck, you know?
I know.
Hey, Friday, man, what's happening? Weekend, what are you going to do?
I don't think I have that much planned for the weekend, but...
I'm going to call your mama having to have you rake the leaves.
You've been saying this all year long. And I guarantee you, if you do, she will send me there.
That's okay. Your leaves. Hopefully the leaves aren't picked up from last fall. But now, but pretty soon you'll be in the yard doing some yard work, Max.
You gotta
get some flowers and you gotta tend to the dirt and plant some stuff, you know, grow some stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know you want me to say that because your mama gonna put a big old list of things for you to do when you get home.
I figured out why she listens to the show. It's not for me. It's for you to give me stuff to do. It all makes sense now.
All right. Well, you doing some stuff. Our kids are doing stuff. Our young scholars. What's happening with the thing we call the
Well, the WBDG Marathon is coming May 6th and 7th. If you want to help us raise money or get more information, you can call 317-988-7122. That's 317-988-7122. We have softball coming up this Tuesday. It will be Lawrence Central at Ben Davis. It will be right here on Giant 90.9 at 5:30. All of our podcasts are on audioboom.com. Just search WBDGFM. We're also on Spotify and other podcast sites. Our social media is at WBDG Indy, except for TikTok, at Giant 90.9. And School Talk, that's happening right now. Airs every Friday at 7:30 a.m. with replays Sunday at 2 p.m.
Hey, Max, I got you on camera. Now, what you just read? What did you just read? Reading, writing, and arithmetic. I said, I was born when they said you had to read, you had to write, and you need to do arithmetic. Well, they didn't say it like that, you know. Max, you're in my videos. I'm going to cut you off there. But anyway, I got guests in the studio, and one of the teachers, she knows something about arithmetic or math. I'm sorry, y'all. You know, I'm crazy. But I got some guests in the studio. We're going to talk about some great things going on coming up to help out the Riley kids at Riley Hospital here in Indianapolis, Indiana. So in the studios, I've got my student. I got a senior from Ben Davis High School. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right, good. And tell me, tell my folks your name and where you going to college.
My name is Ella Shadunki. I am a senior at Ben Davis High School. I am committed to IU Bloomington for neuroscience.
Ooh, yes. See, she's going to work in my brain, y'all. Y'all know I don't have one, so her job is going to be easy.
Mr. Allen, we opened you up and we saw a void, so, you know, my job's done.
Austin Studios, I got the teacher in the house. And good morning, and I'm going to let you do the honors, and I want... introduce yourself to my guests, and what do you teach, and how long you been teaching, and where did you go to college? I want to know everything. I'm sorry.
I am Mrs. Tudor.
Hi, Mrs. Tudor.
Hi. And I am a math teacher here at the high
see?
School.
See, she's not my it problem, happened. Math. It's happened. See, we have this English language issue.
I'm a math teacher. What can I say?
Yeah.
And I've been here for 12 years now.
Wow.
Yep.
Man.
Went to IUPUI, graduated from Warren. Don't judge me.
Ooey pooey and Warren. That's all good. They're all good. All Indiana homegrown. That's yep. great. Yeah.
Grew up on the east side all my life.
Okay.
So. Yeah.
They call it ooey pooey back in the day when you went to school.
They did. Ooey it was pooey. Still ooey pooey. Ooey yep. pooey.
Mm-hmm. Now it's Indiana University, Indiana University, Indianapolis, Indiana. Oh, God.
So much that, more formal.
Man, it wore me out. Where you go to school at? Ooey pooey. Yeah. Mr. Magic Button for ooey pooey. Yeah. I know I ain't got no cents, dollars or cents. I am totally broke. But we got a good thing coming up. It's going to help out some kids here in Indianapolis, Indiana. So I want Durham Board today tell me about something that's going to happen at the Ben Davis University. And I'm going to let y'all just jump on in. I'm going to say a little bit about it, and we're going to talk some more. Let's go crazy for Raleigh Kids. Dance Marathon.
Yep.
Woo! Push your magic button. Dance Marathon. Yeah. You're going to party. When is it? Where is it? What's going on?
So it will be next Saturday, April 25th. Mm-hmm. At BDU.
Okay.
We will be there from 6 to 10 in the gym. Mm-hmm. Just dancing, music, activities, all ages are more than welcome.
Okay.
$10 to get in, and all proceeds go to the Riley Kids Foundation.
Okay.
Riley
Hospital. I think it's the 23rd.
The 23rd. That's okay. Sorry.
You better go back to school. She's already at Monday. Saturday's gone. Back in the classroom. She loves the students that much. That's awesome.
Sorry, Saturday. Yeah. Saturday the 23rd.
Okay. You got that. That's cool. At Ben Davis University, it's a $10 admission to get in. But where's all that money going to go to?
Lunch? All goes directly to Riley.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Some people have already registered. Students could register and start raising money already. But Dr. Butts has helped us out. He's tweeted it a little bit. You know, okay. You guys tweeted our flyer, which was great. Mm-hmm. And the first 100 people will have the opportunity to get a t-shirt also.
Wow. Multicolored t-shirt.
Do you know what color it is?
No, I think it's black with a neon background.
There you go. Oh. That's the color I was looking for. Yeah. So, Ella, how do you get involved in this?
I was in Key Club my sophomore year, and mm-hmm. that's how I kind of found out about the club.
But you're a senior now.
Yeah.
So you've been this route before dealing with this dance marathon.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
We didn't get to have the dance marathon my sophomore year, so yeah. I had to wait like 2 years before uh-huh. I could actually get really involved in the program.
Okay. All right.
But I'm excited it's happening this year, so yeah.
Yeah, COVID just kind of knocked everybody out of the socks, you know, slowed everything down, put folks in their basement. We actually broadcasted the radio show from my basement.
Oh, wow.
We had no students in the studio, so Mr. Easter came in and did the big board, and I'm in my basement in my home, and we're doing the show. So it was really, really crazy with the queue. Like I said, all the proceeds, this organization, all proceeds go to the Raleigh Children's Hospital. So there'll be music, dancing, activity. You have some hot dogs?
We're going to have pizza.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering, I'm trying to get me a free hot dog. Y'all know I like to eat.
You can get some pizza.
Pizza!
Slice of pizza.
That is awesome. Well, you know, y'all, everybody knows Raleigh Hospital for Children, here in Indianapolis, Indiana. And some folks didn't know that, you know, that big-time relationship with Indiana University Health. Because, like you said, Raleigh Hospital is 354 beds. For our young people. And I like Raleigh because I've seen the commercials, and a couple of my kin folks have came through there. You know, when you're worrying about money and you're worrying about how you're going to pay for a hospital bill and your kids are hurting, Raleigh said, hey, bring your kids. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. we'll deal with that. Bring your kids to the hospital. So Raleigh Hospital is an awesome opportunity to help. Raleigh Hospital help our kids. So fundraising, how did you guys get involved? Like Ella, you said just a couple of years ago, you did it. Just why? What's the push? What's your passion here?
I'm going to be a pre-med major, so I've always felt like I've had a passion to like help other people. So that's why I joined Key Club my sophomore year.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So this is an extension of you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So doing the activities at Key Club, and then I guess you've done it before.
Yeah.
Now you're back around in the same neighborhood. There's some love for this. Do you like to dance?
What? I'm not a good dancer, but yes, I like to dance.
Yeah. There's a lot of benefits to dancing. I want to talk about that in the second half, some of the benefits of dancing. A lot of folks maybe really didn't think about you just go out there and start shaking your body. Shake your body, shake, shake. But there's some benefits to it that a lot of folks might not know about. But the dance marathon with Riley Institute has been going on for years.
Yeah, it's a pretty, even some of our local schools do the same thing. Schools all over the state do it. A lot of times colleges do it, and they have their own date and kind of their own time. And for the most part, Riley is all based off donations and outside fundraising and outside, people donating. Mm-hmm. So the fact that it's such a big, it's not specific to Ben Davis necessarily. I know Avon does it. I know IU has an extension. Mm-hmm. IUPUI works very closely with us. We have some mentors from there that, help us set it up and, the best ways, to go about it. So
I agree. I just got to do your research, y'all, when you're doing radio. Look, they said the nation's first dance marathon begun in 1991 at Indiana University to honor the AIDS patient, Orion White. And it's been going on for years. Like I said, more than 60 high schools and college programs over the years have taken advantage of this opportunity to give back to the community, give back to Raleigh Hospital, because it, like you say, that's how they fund their programs. And that is so, so, so awesome. Now, I can't come to the dance. I gotta work. It's late. It's making me work the weekends. I gotta work Saturday, Friday night, Sunday. I'm gonna miss it. How can I help out? How can it help financially?
So there is a website. You can just Google Ben Davis Dance Marathon, and you're more than welcome to kind of you can sign up as a participant, and you can just do the basic donation. I know that several of the students have reached out to family members, and they've been able to get family members to make donations.
Okay.
Also, so we've already been in the process. Thursdays we have club days here, and we have a dance marathon club that meets on that club rotation, and a lot of those students have already pre-registered on the website and then already began the fundraising process.
Okay.
And then we also have a couple of Riley families that will end up speaking and will speak about their experiences there.
Okay.
And some of them have set up funding too, which has been a great help just because, it means so much to their families. They've been directly impacted positively by Riley. And so they've been able to register on that Ben Davis Dance Marathon website too. And you can just do a donation to, any of our registered participants that are already on there.
Okay.
Or you can register as your own participant and make any kind of monetary donation also.
So when we get to the event, can you, from past years, can you tell me what to expect? Will you like walk in the door and music blast and you walk in the door and start dancing as soon as you come in the door? Hey, we party! No, just, is there a format or?
We just last meeting, we worked on the time schedule. What were some of the activities that we have planned?
So we have a bunch of games set up. We're not just going to be dancing, but dancing is a big part of the dance marathon. We have sharks and minnows. We have
giant twister is going to be there.
Yeah.
We have a lip sync battle that you can sign up for. So we kind of have almost like a list. I think we, as best as we could, we have it, in different 10-minute increments where we'll do different activities. What was the other one? We have minute to win it games, some relay races. So we'll try to, really mix it up. And even if, you can't come from 6 to 10, this is very much a almost an open house style event. You can come for a little bit. You can stay the whole time. And even on the sides, we'll have like, we have oversized Jenga, we have cornhole, we'll have other activities that you can
Jenga,
do.
That's fine.
You can do on the side, even if you don't want to participate in the big, activities that everyone else is doing. There will be a variety of things that you can do.
It's a safe environment too. I like that idea of it because it's a Saturday, it's so many crazy things that are going on out there in the world. And you just want to have fun as a youngster. Mm-hmm. as, okay, all right, young scholar, or, you know, I'm old, so I say crazy things. But it's like, you still want to have fun and go somewhere and be safe and enjoy yourself and games and have some pizza. And this is great for that. Now, the doctor in the room, Dr. Ella over there, she probably already knows some of the benefits of dancing. I did some research of it, and I was just reading how it said learning how to dance can boost a girl's health.
A girl's health.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's better for mental health, not just the girls, but I guess anybody else. You can get smarter by dancing. It's out there on the web, y'all. Some things you can read that's true. Some things aren't, you know, but stimulates your mind. One thing about dancing is that you just, because, you know, you see dance studios, you see dance schools doing a lot of different things. Dancing sometimes is just not moving your body around. Dancing improves your lives. It makes you feel good when you dance. I do know that. Now, I don't have to have a rocket science degree to understand when you dance, you feel good. Now, you know, folks say that, you know, you might dance crazy, but you dance your own special way. Now, I'm going to put y'all on the spot because y'all on my radio show. All right, Ella, you got a special, do you have any special dance? And I want to know what makes you dance besides going to a mass marathon. But you, I know it's just sometime and you found yourself either a song kicked off or a memory and you went to your happy dance.
Okay, so I'm Nigerian, so I listen to a lot of Afro beats.
And I do too.
Yeah, it's really good. My go to dance move would probably be Shaki, that's what it's called. It's really fun. If this wasn't a radio, I would probably teach it.
Can flavor? I like a lot of the Afrobeats artists, and I can't do none of the dance moves. So you're in trouble. You're going to have to teach me some. I'm going to find you. I'm going to hunt you down. And you're going to teach me. I listen to Afrobeats all the time, and I've listened to some of the wording in some of the things and learned some stuff from some of the languages. What they're talking about. So there's a lot of story behind the lyrics of a lot of the Afro beats. But what makes Ella? What makes you get that happy feet going? When was the last time you had your happy feet going? Something just made you just go wow.
Just last night, I didn't have to work, so I was pretty excited.
Mrs. Tudor, I'm putting you on it. Come on.
I would say I feel like any kind of nostalgic that takes me back to my late high school years, the 2000s, you know, a good Vanilla Ice will get me going a little bit.
Oh, ice, baby.
Yeah. I feel like you can't help but dance when you hear that or, you know, rap along or sing along.
That makes a lot of sense. I went into a website with the called Integrity Dance Center. It's a dance group. And young ladies, and how they talked about how dancing improves their life and how it can improve your life. And they talked about a number of things that was very, very interesting. If I could pull some up real quick, that was kind of great. And the question was, why do we dance or why should we dance? The CDC, the government. The government is all in the dance studio or in the dance business. And I'll quote this. The CDC recommends that children and adolescents do at least 60 minutes, an hour, or more of physical activity each day. This can easily be met by adding dance classes into your weekly routine. Increasing your daily exercise is only one benefit. There are tons more, like making new friends, participating in creative, beautiful, and unique art form, learning dance techniques, expressing emotion, and working in a group. All those come from dancing when you don't even think about it. You think you're somewhere in the mirror and just doing the jitterbug, you know. And then you're with your friend doing the jitterbug. Then you got a new friend doing the jitterbug. You just made some new friends. Like tonight, okay, well, Saturday, the 23rd. There's going to be some folks there, Ella, that you're not going to know.
Right.
You're going to make some new friends.
Yeah, we're hoping that a lot of people from, like, past years show up. I'm really looking to connect with other people that have like the same passion as I do for the club. So I'm kind of excited about that.
That is so true. And that all comes from byproducts of dancing. And then there's more reasons. And this might kind of, some of y'all might know some of these, some might not. Keeping your body and brain active. Keeping your body and brain active is vital to people's every, you know, and at every age, it don't matter. And because I mean, I'll be like, okay, I know that's improper English, but I'll be like, it's like, I wake up in the morning and I listen to Afrobeat first thing in the morning because it gets me going. And when I go to Texas, and I wish I can just throw off some artist names, but when I'm in Texas, I get up and first thing I do, I get dressed naturally. Now I go for a walk, go get my donut from Shipley's in Texas. I'm jamming to my Afrobeats as I'm walking down the streets of Houston, Texas. And it is so, so, so cool because the music just gets me going. Mm. It gets my juices going and I'm walking. People look at me with my headphones on and I'm dancing. If I think I'm crazy, look at that guy over there dancing. Because you get ugly when you're dancing.
Especially with Afrobeats. Yeah, it gets crazy.
I mean, because the music gets hold of you and you're gone. Now, Mr. Tune, I'm gonna ask you now, do you get an ugly face when you're dancing? Do you think you just make some, not ugly face, but your face just goes?
Yeah, it probably looks like I'm thinking too hard, working too hard for it since I'm not a great dancer. Like I'm overthinking it. Yeah.
But why is it, I know this is a dumb question, but why does it feel so good when you dance?
I don't know. I think it's just that there's no other concerns, really. You're mm-hmm. not, your mind just kind of wonders. There's, you know, nothing else going on right then.
Right.
And we have a Spotify. The kids have created their own Spotify list. So we have a playlist of over, you know, almost 4 hours worth of songs. So it's created by the kids. The kids are going to teach a morale dance even. Okay.
See?
Every dance marathon teaches the same morale dance. So it'll be broken up into 4 different parts. Yes. We have a group of students learning it right now, and they're going to teach it to everybody.
You said dance morale.
Morale dance. So it's supposed to kind of get, you know, by the end, the hope is that everyone has learned this dance so we can do this dance all together, you know, as mm-hmm. a group, come together at the end and do this final dance. It's kind of like choreographed, yeah. almost like, what are those called when... I can't think what they're called now, but
it's choreographed.
Where they break out, like where you're not expecting it. I can't remember.
A freestyle. Do your own thing.
Yeah, but no. A flash mob. That's what I was looking for.
Okay. All right, okay.
So that, like, at the end, we're all So at the end, we're all doing the same dance, and all the other dance marathons are doing the same morale dance. And
okay.
Yeah, so.
Now, those flash mobs look good when you do them right.
Yeah, so.
Try doing it in the mall. I mean, get permission. I will still get permission, but some don't get permission. They just all of a sudden, 50 people sitting around just sitting around, all of a sudden, boom, they all in the same routine. And I've seen some good flash mobs, you know. I've seen some good ones. Well, like I said, you meet new people.
Mm-hmm.
So some of these kids that are going to be at the event and some of the adults are going to, it's their first time, or they're coming back, like mm-hmm. Ella said, and they're rekindling some of the friendships from the past. But it's an opportunity to meet new people and feel good about it, you know. And dancing, and like, I know it's not a show on dance, but dance is big time in the marathon. Dance marathon helps you learn about your body, improve your health. It just helps. It's something about it. And then when you can dance for opportunity for Riley, for kids that can't dance because they're sick, and you go home and you're tired, you know, you said, Mama, what'd you do? Well, I danced for the kids at Rally. You did? Well, explain what you did. Well, we had a fundraiser, and we raised money for the kids at the hospital because, you know, they're in the hospital bed, they can't get out, and this is our purpose. We was having, you know, raising money for them. And that's just pretty cool. It's just pretty darn cool. Push the button for that. That is just, you think about it, it is really, really, really nice. And that's, I also helps with, well, I love with young people. The things you learn in high school
mm-hmm.
are the things you're going to be using in life. You know, and when you get out there in that real world, in this crazy real world, the skills you attained in high school is going to help you so much. And your spirit is already so strong. I feel it already. You know, like I said, you want to be a brain. You want to work on, you know, you want to get into the medicine to help people. Mm-hmm. And then then through your clubs here at the school and then through this organization also with the dance marathon. That's what That's what we as old folks like to see in our young people when they do these things. And parents see this in our young people while they're in high school. So I take my hat off to both of you guys for doing this and keeping it alive and not let the pandemic, you know, totally kill us off for another year. Now, since the kids, pop up masks. They don't have to wear masks. We're not wearing masks today. So we're okay. You can,
Obviously, if you would feel more comfortable, you know, we're not really sure of the numbers. You know, we're getting our feet back up and running. You know, obviously, we're hoping for 100 plus. People are able to join us from, you know, anywhere, you know, not just Wayne Township. It doesn't just have to be Wayne Township students, but elementary, middle school, high school, you know. So obviously, if you feel more comfortable, you're more than welcome to wear that, but it's not
required.
And
that is good, too, because then if they want to wear a mask, they can without being judged and could still come on in and have fun. And I like that. And I've had my both shots, my booster shot, and a shot that they didn't tell me what it was. I'm just kidding. I said, give me that one. Actually, I went to the VA to get my booster shot, and then they asked me, did I have my flu shot? I said, no. So then they said, well, how's your blood pressure? I said, well, you need to check out my medicine. So, okay, how's your feet feeling? I said, well, they kind of hurt. So when I went in there, they looked at my feet. You know, took my blood pressure, shot me in my left arm, shot me in my right arm, kicked me out the door. I got my flu shot and the booster shot at the same time. I was like, oh, my God, I'm in pain. Mommy, help me. No, but the VA did. I love going to the VA. You know, if I got to go to the hospital, send me to the VA. So, yeah, that's great. So the event's going to be Saturday, April 23rd, and it's going to be at BDU. What? It's going to be in the gymnasium.
The gymnasium, yep.
Okay. Of course, it'll be an auditorium. No place to dance. Let's go crazy for Raleigh Kids Ben Davis Dance Marathon, Saturday, April 23rd, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. So and I like that time, too, 6 to 10. You know, it gets dark around 8:30, something like that, you know, so you be home before it get too late. Ben Davis University, only 10 bucks. First $100, receive a T-shirt. Proceeds go to Raleigh Children's Hospital. Music, dancing, and activities, many, many, many activities. We got about 3 minutes left, and I want you guys to actually address the audience, Ella and Mrs. Tudor, why you need to come to this event, and if you can't come to the event, why you need to go into your contact information and at least donate. Ella?
I think it's important that people show up to kind of show support for people in the hospital, because I know, like, because of the pandemic, it's been really hard for most people, and to kind of show that there's still people supporting, people helping, is a really kind and beautiful thing.
I couldn't say that better than that. Yeah, I could never say that good. But Mr. Tudor?
Yeah, I just, it's important to not even, you know, of course, all the proceeds and the fundraising goes to Riley. But like Ella said, I think it goes beyond showing the support of the healthcare workers, too, that have worked tirelessly through the pandemic. So it just, you know, just every aspect of Riley, just showing that support. You know, there's so many families that are impacted by Riley. You know, I personally my son had a small stint at Riley, and thankfully his was nowhere near the severeness of other people at the hospital, but they didn't make me feel any less or like, you know, someone else was any more important. And just what they do and the way they make me feel, and, you know, the positivity that they have and the support they have for their families is just like no other. So I think just if you can show support, why not?
Yeah, I agree. You know, kids, especially kids at that age going through some of these traumatic situations and so scary situations, you know, to have a hospital staff that can reach you on your level and make you feel good and make the parents feel good. I mean, you know, because you wonder, okay, doc, do you know what you're doing? You know, do you know how to take care of my child? And you walk in there and you're confident in the medical staff. That's huge. Mm-hmm. And it allows you to concentrate on your child, not
be
worry
the parent,
about it. Be the parent. Mm-hmm. You ain't got to be the attorney in the room. So, all right, let me see your pedigree. Let me see your degree. You know, who are you? But you know you got a good staff up in there at Raleigh Hospital, and it's so often. So, you know, and it's And that's probably why you're a teacher too, Mr. Tudor. I'm just going to get into your Kool-Aid here. Because, you know, you do this because you love children.
I do.
You love these kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just...
I love the relationship.
It's just weird. And, it's in your DNA. And that's why I do my show since 2003. I grow with these kids. And I know... And I call them kids. I'm 67 years old. I call them kids. You know, they're young scholars, but they're my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they make me feel so good. And I feel alive when I'm around them. And I just feel good being around them. You know, you just learn. And they learn from me. I definitely learn from them. So don't forget, folks, you have an opportunity to dance for others that can't dance. The kids at Riley. Don't forget, it's coming up Saturday. Saturday, April 23rd, 6 p.m. to 10. What's that web? Now, they can go on our website here at school and get see some linked information, if I'm mistaken.
Yeah, I mean, there's some QR codes floating around and whatnot. I can get those out on Twitter that kind of make it an easy process or, you know, it's such a big program now.
Right.
Just something as basic as, you know, Google searching Ben Davis.
There you go.
Dance Marathon. And it'll pop up.
Google. You can't find it in Google. It ain't out there. But remember, everything that's out there is not real either. So make sure you do your research when you do your Google. Do your research behind the Googling. Can you say that? Googling. That's a new word. Googling. So when you Google something, make sure you follow it up. Well, thank you guys for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you so
have
much
fun.
For the opportunity.
I know you will. So go for it, a dance marathon for the kids. Max, you going to dance? You going to dance out of the studio today? Can I see you do the jig? Can you do the jig? No, not Max ain't going to dance for me. Okay. Ella, you got to teach me some stuff. To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give up is going to be given back. Students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. Okay, be the copycat. Just copy the right cat. Copy Ella. Hey, she's going to be a brain surgeon or neuroscientist. What you going to be again?
I do want to be a neurologist.
A neurologist. Because I ain't got a brain. So, you know, she probably give me a brain. It's all be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Remember the views expressed on School Talk. Next to the views of MCA Wayne Township, Bendis High School, Giant 98.9. The views of me and my guests. Hope you learned something. I want to see you at the... I might just sneak into that dance. I ain't going to sneak into the dance thing, y'all. I just might show up at the dance. So I get in trouble. With Mr. Allen? He's trying to sneak in. He's in the dean's office. No, it's not. That's not good. But see you next week on School Talk.